With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the daily podcast that squeezes 15 points into 15 minutes and leaves you wanting to do it all again afterwards. Welcome. Now let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver and welcome to General Knowledge Monday. Our guest this week is Celebs Go Dating presenter Anna Williamson. Anna loves, don't get it twisted, loves a cheese board. Welcome, Anna.
Thank you, Makita. I am truly, truly honoured to be on your pod. And can I just say, probably best introduction ever saying about how much I love a cheese board.
Well,
it's true.
You told us it's not a dirty secret, is it?
It's not dirty, but it can. You haven't seen how I like to eat a cheese board, Makita. Just cheese smothered all over me.
So day one, general knowledge, Anna. 12 questions. Let's quiz, shall we?
Let's do it.
Question number one, what is the name given to a vegetarian who also eats fish?
That'll be a pescatarian.
Absolutely correct. Are you one of them?
No, but I like to favour towards a more pescatarian diet at the moment. Just try and eliminate a little bit of, you know, yes, the red meat.
Absolutely. Question number two, complete this phrase, Anna. Birds of a feather.
Oh my gosh, this is so frustrating.
Birds of a feather.
I don't know. I do know, but I don't know. Give me a little tiny clue.
I can't. I can't.
Okay, give me
well,
the
I mean, you, well, it's a phrase. It's a saying. What do birds of a feather
I know,
do?
I know. And
what do they do?
Fly.
Well, they actually flock.
Fly the nest?
They flock together.
They flock the nest.
Flock together. But I imagine it's all about leaving the nest, isn't it? Or staying together?
I mean, if we could just change that very well-known saying to make me look a little bit more intelligent, that would
I'll
be preferred.
Okay, on that. Question number three, Anna. Which Roald Dahl book featured a cake-eating champion called Bruce Bogtrotter?
Ah, the old Bogtrotter. That would be Matilda.
What a great book. The correct answer is Matilda.
A great book.
Question number four. Which country, bordering India, is the only nation in the world with a five-sided flag? So we're looking for a flag that's not square or rectangle. How are you with flags, Anna?
I mean, I'm not going to lie, Makita. Flags are probably a zero on my general knowledge. I'm going to go pass, but I'd love to know.
It's Nepal. The correct answer. So take that to your next dinner party. Nepal.
I will.
It's a five-sided flag. Question number five. In what year of the 90s were Kylie Jenner, Marcus Rashford and Maisie Williams born?
In the 90s. So which Jenner was it?
So it's Kylie Jenner, then lovely old Marcus Rashford and Maisie Williams. All you know, celebrating.
I'm going to go 99.
They're a bit older. The answer is, in fact, 97.
Oh, no way.
1997. Question number six. According to folklore, Anna, what is the only thing that can kill a werewolf? Now, this is the stuff I like.
Oh, yeah, what was that?
Where do you think you would have learned it?
Probably Harry Potter. hashtag educated. The moon. No.
Oh, yeah, I think we're both thinking the same Harry Potter now, aren't we? So it's David Thewlis' character. Yeah, very much. I think the moon gets them a bit werewolfy, heightened.
Yeah, you're right. So what kills a werewolf? A stake through the heart.
Well, quite. I think that's a vampire, or Dracula at least. But the answer for a werewolf, which we should know when everything opens up again, is a silver bullet, Anna. That's all that will kill them.
Oh, you see, I was hoping that it would work for a vampire as well as a wolf, but okay.
I'm sure they wouldn't like it, so if you've got one handy, try it.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Question number 7. In the human body, what is a capillary?
A capillary? It's a blood vessel.
Correct, Anna. Question number 8. If you had a Monroe piercing, where would it be?
A Monroe piercing? Mm. Isn't that in the lip, right, the top of the lip?
Now tell me about your funky past, Anna, because that's absolutely correct.
Do you know what? I don't know how I know about that. I have a few friends that have some quite like wacky piercings, and I just know about that one because of the mole.
Sure. It's a friend's story.
Friend story.
It's a friend's
story. Yeah. I'm riddled.
Correct. It's absolutely the lip. Placed off centre above the upper lip on the left-hand side, resembling Marilyn Monroe's beauty spot. Oh, right.
Do you have a piercing there?
No, I have my nose pierced, which I forget about sometimes. I think, how weird.
That's it, yeah.
How weird. Question number 9. What do all the numbers on a completed 9x9 Sudoku grid add up to?
This is where I'm going to really shame myself on never actually passing maths.
Yeah, but hang on. Do you like Sudoku in particular?
No.
Right. No, me neither. So this is
I can't stand Sudoku. My brother loves it. I'm going to go. I don't know. I'm going to go 81. 9 times 9, 81.
Oh right. I was going to say, how did you get there? It's completely incorrect. The correct answer is 405.
So
we'll ask, what's your brother called, if you don't mind me asking?
Andrew.
Andrew Williamson. Would he have got that in a heartbeat?
Well, he would. He's also a chartered accountant, and he's a Sudoku fan. So I reckon he would have been bang on that.
He's laughing at you right now.
He's
Anna,
the smart
isn't
one,
he?
Makita. I'm the creative. He's the smart one.
Fair enough. This is how Andrew would have done it. Then it's 1 + 2 + 3 + 4 + 5 + 6 + 7 + 8 + 9. That equals 45, and then multiplied by 9. That equals 405. Sorry, I suddenly really felt like Carol Vorderman. That was weird.
Makita, can I just say that level of intelligence there was pretty sexy.
Thank you so much, Anna.
You're welcome.
Okay, last couple questions in your General Knowledge Monday. For 1 point, Anna, question number 10, can you tell me what any of the letters stand for in the internet term HTML?
HTML.
Now, you have to
I'll go for media. M for media.
It's, I'm afraid, incorrect. The M is markup. The whole thing is insane. It's hypertext markup language. Question number 11. For 2 points, can you name 2 Welsh national parks, Anna? Let's just keep it real. Can you name 2 Welsh national parks?
Nope, I can't.
Oh, can you not even hazard a guess?
This is so embarrassing. Cardiff.
Probably better to think of it as famous rural areas in Wales. But if you don't spend much time there...
To be fair, mate, I've never been to Wales.
Wow. I'm not going to push you then. You could have had...
Go on.
You could have had Snowdonia. Surely you've heard of Snowdonia.
I mean, obviously, everyone's bloody done Snowdonia.
There's the Pembrokeshire coast, Anna. And then this, I think you will know, Brecon Beacons.
Oh, I mean, what an absolute thicko. Of course, there's Snowdonia and Brecon Beacons, I would have known.
Yeah,
this lockdown's been hard on me.
If it's
not what a banana bread recipe is or what's on Netflix, I'm going to fail at everything. I'm not going to lie.
Don't worry. We have some of those coming up later on in the week.
Great.
You'll excel. Final question in your General Knowledge Monday. We have a 2020 survey by Rover.com charting the nation's favourite dog breeds. Do you have a dog?
No, but okay. I've grew up with dogs, but go on.
For 3 points, can you name 3 of the top 10?
Oh, okay. Is this a recent
2020
poll?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. I'll go Cockapoo, Golden Retriever, Labrador.
Wow. Cockapoo, absolutely. Golden Retriever, no. I think they might be a little bit old school these days. And a Labrador, I'm thinking this... Oh, no, Labrador we got.
We got Labrador?
2 out of 3. Golden Retriever came in at 12, I'm afraid.
Oh, I see, almost in.
One more in 10. Let's see if you could just guess one. I bet you could.
Let me go French Bulldog.
There it is. And it's there, but no point. But what a woman. Your score after that round on your General Knowledge Monday is 6 points, Anna. Absolutely fine.
Yeah, is it?
We'll talk you through your points after this quick break.
Okay.
The Fertility Podcast is for you to learn more about how best to optimise your fertility to ideally get pregnant naturally.
We'll be teaching you everything from tracking your cycle to what lifestyle changes you can make. However, if you're needing to have fertility treatment, we'll be guiding you through what's involved.
Whether you're in a couple or going solo, we've got your back. I'm Natalie Silverman, mum of one after successful IVF, which is why I launched this podcast.
And I'm Kate Davis, an independent fertility nurse consultant.
Together, we're with you every step of the way. So go and search the Fertility Podcast in all your usual podcast places.
Anna, I want to set the scene for myself in my head. So where in the world are we talking to you today?
So the scene is set. I'm sitting on my couch. Mm. I have booted the kids to nursery.
Nice.
I've got a laptop on my lap. I've got my little SAD lamp sitting next to me, blasting fresh sunlight into my face.
Lovely.
I'm in a nice cozy knit and I'm looking out my French doors.
Okay. And are you in England, London?
I'm in England.
You're in England.
Yes.
And so what would stop you today from indulging in one of these dream cheese board afternoons?
The fact that I am trying to lose my baby weight a year after having my second child, and it's not really going very fast.
Right. Oh, God. So that's not really cheese boardy time, is it?
It's not really, mate. I try and hang in there for just, you know, one night a week of indulgence of the old cheese board. I actually have in my fridge a Waitrose. You know, things are, you know, you go... The old Waitrose trip. I'd never go there, too expensive. But I've got a camembert in there with a little bit of red onion relish.
Oh.
I'm looking forward to baking that camembert with a bit of French bread tomorrow night with the old hubby.
You bake it. Right.
Yeah,
and
babe.
Camembert, would that be in your top three? And if so, what are the other two?
Oh, it's a good one. Yeah, I'm going to go baked camembert is in there. I'd say, a good strong cheddar. Would have to be number one.
Great, I'm happy you went for a classic good cheddar.
Just a classic. Let's not mess about with cheese, do you know what I mean? And also, if we could just say at the bottom of my list would be those cheeses that you faff about with, you know, the ones that have like little bits of apricot in and stuff. That's disgusting.
I don't have time
disgusting.
For that either. No.
Don't have time for that. Strong cheese, and I'd say probably a good brie.
Oh, yes, Anna! Oh, you're my kind of woman. Anna, thank you very much. Got us all excited about cheese there for a minute. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. We'll be back tomorrow. But here's a connector question for you at home to try. Your first one of the week. Remember, the answers all have a connection, which we'll reveal on Friday while Anna's delving into her baked camembert. Your question is, what's the culinary herb used for making pesto? We're looking for the culinary herb used for making pesto. Your second connector question will be tomorrow on Music Tuesday. I'll see you then.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Over the centuries, the world's greatest wordsmiths have crafted the most beautiful sentences ever written. Shakespeare.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Austin.
There is no charm equal to tenderness of heart.
And Jermaine Pennant.
I pulled two birds and I went home, which is nearly a proverb.
Hello and welcome to the Football Book Club podcast, the only book club that's less Charles Dickens, more Paul Dickoff. And you can listen to our brand new series right now by searching Football Book Club wherever you get your podcasts.